You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. Anthony Ray Hinton was on death row in Alabama for 30 years, sentenced to death for murder in 1985. Hinton maintained he was not guilty, and this spring he was released after re-examined ballistic evidence raised troubling questions about his conviction. His story moved Alabamians and people across the nation, many unable to comprehend how a man could be put on death row for 3 decades, given the state of the evidence in his case. For more on this and death row in Alabama, I'm joined by Nick Patterson. He's the editor of the weekly newspaper Weld, and he joins us during All Things Considered most Thursdays. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Rachel.
You actually covered Anthony Ray Hinton's trial back in 1985.
I did. And Mr. Hinton was convicted of capital murder and after a series of robberies that led to a couple of people being killed, one person actually being shot and not killed, and another related case, or what the police said was a related case at the time. He was convicted, but he never stopped proclaiming his innocence. And in fact, even after he went to prison, he wrote me a letter saying that he was not guilty.
His release in April is got the conversation going again about the death penalty. This week, Weld's cover story examines why Alabama has more inmates on death row per capita than any other state. And this dovetails into an interesting distinction for the state. It's one of the few states where elected judges can actually override a jury's decision to hand down a life sentence to someone and sentence someone to death. So judges have more power in these cases than in other states.
Yeah, in some states, of course, judges are appointed and not elected. And, of course, that means the judges here run for election. That means that they are subject to the same pressures of any politician. Particularly when crime rates are high, judges are, of course, like other people in power, other people in responsible positions, thinking about how to bring the crime rate down and things of that sort. So they sometimes tend toward the death penalty, which isn't necessarily bring the crime rate down. Judges may sentence people to the chair here, and it is the electric chair in this state, even when a jury can recommend life without parole. The judge has the ultimate say in that.
Not only has the number of death row inmates increased in Alabama, the trend is up nationwide, even though we do lead. Why are more people on death row now than ever before, especially if public opinion is turning against it?
Well, public opinion has been turning against it for the past few decades, but you got to keep in mind that people like Anthony Ray Hinton, for example, were on death row for decades in many cases. There are many people who've been on death row for a long, long time. And some of the reason for that is that the number of people that's being executed might be going down, but they may still be on death row while they're awaiting some other change in their circumstances, maybe a new trial. The state of science in determining DNA evidence can cast doubt on who might be on death row for a crime that was committed many, many years ago, and the DNA evidence or the DNA science wasn't what it is today. So there was a point where there were a lot more people being sentenced, and while the numbers of people being executed might be going down, there may still be people sitting on death row awaiting some change in their circumstances.
Anthony Ray Hinton was the 152nd person to be released from death row in the United States since 1983. So you know that we've also seen people being now exonerated by this new evidence, or at least their convictions being cast into doubt. Does change public opinion about whether or not we should be able to sentence people to death?
Yes. I mean, people's opinions about that have changed. And of course, you know, that affects a number of different things, including how fast people are being executed, because in some states where lethal injection is the only way to do it, they're having difficulty getting the cocktail of drugs they need to carry out executions. And some states are using that as an opportunity to rethink the death penalty. Nebraska recently decided that it did not want to have the death penalty anymore. So it joined, I think, about 18 other states in becoming a state where the death penalty is no longer on the table.
Especially given Alabama's trouble acquiring lethal injection drugs, do you think that this is a way that our state might go?
I don't know. It's difficult to say. Alabama's got a long history of death penalty cases, of course, and you know, there are a number of things that people have, a number of issues, troubling issues that people have raised about the tendency, for example, in Alabama for the people to be executed being black. So the number of people on death row, they're 52% African American, as opposed to, say, 26% of the population being African American. And of the number of people who have been executed, most of them over the course of any period of time have been African-American as opposed to white. And so there are a lot of issues that people are raising, and a number of organizations like the ACLU, the Death Penalty Information Center, are raising, and others, the Innocence Project and a variety of other organizations are raising a number of issues with the death penalty, the application of the death penalty, the fairness of the death penalty, and so forth, all of which may ultimately play some role in determining whether or not the death penalty remains as popular in Alabama as it has been in the past.
Nick Patterson is the editor of the weekly newspaper Weld, and he joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.
You can read Weld's cover story on the death penalty in Alabama at weldbeham.com. I'm Rachel Lindley, and this is WBHM.